It is your KORN News Radio Sports for this Thursday, December 18th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. At the Corn Palace last night, the Dakota Wesleyan men would lose their fifth straight game, 89-71 to 17th-ranked Northwestern. Jalen Langsley led Northwestern with 35 points. He was 12 of 16 shooting from the field, 5 of 8 from 3, while Jesse Van Colsbeek added 25 points and 15 rebounds. For the Tigers, Randy Rosenquist and Anthony Riggins had 13 points each. The Tiger men will be on the road up in North Dakota this weekend as they take on Valley City State on Saturday at 2 p.m. Lizzie Tyler and Kaylee Hybertson have been named NAIA Women's Volleyball Third Team All-Americans. Tyler makes the team as a libero. She was also the GPAC Co-Defender of the Year and First Team All-GPAC. Tyler, 35 digs away from setting a new school record. Meanwhile, Hybertson picks up her second straight GPAC Setter of the Year award. She was also First Team All-Conference. Both players were among just 42 athletes nationwide to earn NAIA All-American recognition. USD men's basketball avoided a big upset last night with a big second half as they defeat Dakota State 80-71. Dakota State held a 6-point lead at the half before the Coyotes outscored the Trojans 47-32 in the second half. Isaac Bruins led USD with 23 points, his sixth straight 20-point game. He was just 5 of 10 shooting, but he hit 12 of his 16 free throws. Cameron Fenn set his second straight double-double for USD with 13 points and 11 rebounds, while Nathan Ojukwu led Dakota State with 27 points. USD men improved to 7-6 on the season, and they'll be at Kansas State on Saturday, 11 a.m. tip-off. USD women's basketball lost their third straight game last night, 73-65 at Pepperdine at the Malibu Classic in California. Elise Turbiantes led the Coyotes with 19 points and 7 rebounds. She hit 4 three-pointers. USD women now fall to 8-4 on the year. They'll take on Texas Rio Grande Valley later on tonight at 6 p.m. Central Time. We do have coverage of South Dakota State women's basketball. The Jackrabbits will be at Duke tonight at 6 o'clock. Pre-game show starts at 5:30. Jackrabbit women are 10-2 on the season. They've won 5 in a row. While the Duke women are just 4-6 on the year, but 3 of those losses are to top 5 teams. Mitchell Colonel Wrestling back at home tonight. They'll host Huron for a home duel. The girls start at 6 o'clock, followed by the boys at 7. We also have coverage tonight of girls basketball on Q107.3. It is Wessington Springs girls at Platte Geddes. That tonight with Clint Greenway. Also, a doubleheaders of high school basketball tonight. Parkston will be at Chamberlain. Sanborn Central Woonsocket hosting Corsica Stickney. And Mount Vernon Plankington takes on Miller. Also tonight, doubleheaders with McCook Central Montrose traveling to Chester. Bridgewater Emory on the road at Bonhomme. Wagner takes on Trip Delmont Armor. Ethan will host James Valley Christian. And Avon will be at Centerville. Also tonight, Mitchell Christian boys, they'll be at Kimball White Lake. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.